I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indianapolis Opera presents Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck with performances Friday, November 21st and Sunday, November 23rd. Friday, it's in the evening at 8, Sunday at 2, a matinee. It'll be performed in German with English translations projected above the stage. The production takes place on the Butler campus in Clues Hall. James Carraher conducting. The sets and costumes, by the way, are by Maurice Sendak. Our guest is the Hansel for the performance, and that's mezzo-soprano and IU grad, Kirsten Gunlickson. Kirsten, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now you're back with Indianapolis, the fourth role, and I think now you're almost even in terms of whether you get to wear a dress or trousers.
Well, actually, you know, I counted how many times I've been with the company, and this is actually the seventh time I've sung with them. And since my days at IU, my very first production with Indianapolis Opera was when I was still a master's student down in Bloomington. And so it's been many years, and I'm just very happy and proud to have such a nice relationship with the company.
So with dresses, featured roles have included Dorabella and Olga, and in trousers, Carabino, and now Hansel of Hansel and Gretel. Tell us a little bit about adjusting to playing these manly roles for a tall but definitely female person.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I just came off of doing a production of Madame Butterfly. I was singing the role of Suzuki, and the physicality of that role was very different than the trouser roles that I usually do. And it was challenging, which I loved, but it was very refreshing to come back to the familiarity of Hansel. I've done this role, this is my fifth production, and it's very familiar, and it was just nice to settle back into this physicality. Hansel's a little bit different than other trouser roles. He's definitely the most youthful of, I would say, the repertoire of trouser roles that are out there. And so you have an opportunity to really explore that childlike physicality within the character, which is really fun. Hansel is extremely, you know, your typical boy, and has a lot of just carousing and, you know, running around and beating up on his sister and, you know, just playing silly games. And he's extremely youthful and boyish in that way.
Now, I have to ask, did you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister. I have one sister, you know, we got along very well growing up, probably because we did live kind of in the woods in the country, and we really didn't have anyone else to play with but each other. So, you know, even if we had disagreements, we always made up because, you know, you knew that it was much, much more fun to have someone to play with than pouting and being on your own. And again, there are moments of that in this opera. You know, the brother and sister argue with each other and have moments of frustration, but then they make up and they come back to playing a game or singing a song together just because, you know, they're really each other's sort of best friends.
We've been talking with mezzo-soprano Kirsten Gunlickson. She plays the role of Hansel in Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. It's a fanciful journey through the magical woods of Theodore Sendak. The Indianapolis Opera production is conducted by James Carraher, takes place in Clues Hall, Friday, November 21st at 8, and Sunday afternoon at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.